Kumlen and Abla Gemara. We are up to the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph Zayin Nissen Tovshin Ayin Zayin. Says the Mishnah, continuation of the previous Mishnah, when you sell a sada, you don't include loyes haboy, the pit. Even if I said kol masha b'toche, everything in it is included, does not include the pit, because the pit has a totally separate use than the field. Loyes agas, nor the wine press, or loyes. Loyes hashevich, nor the chicken coop you're raising chickens. Bain chareven, whether they're empty, they're dry. Bain yeshuvin, whether they're inhabited, none of them are included. Then we learn what we already learned before. V'tzorach likach loy derech. We learned before already that Rabbi Akiva holds that if you sell him the entire field and you retain for yourself the boil. Since Moicher ba'ayin yof Moicher, you're a very generous seller. I sold them all the surrounds of my boyer. So if I want to be able to have access to my boyer, I need to purchase it from you. Those are the words of Rabbi Akiva. However, the Chachamim say, "Ain't it sorry? You don't have to purchase it because Moicher ba'ayin ro Moicher, you never sell with a generous eye. If you're going to hold back the pit, then obviously you can hold back also the access to it." Umoide Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is moide. However. Bizman she'omla, if you added the words chutz me'el, I'm selling you the field apart, and exception is the bird. And why is it the exception of the bird? The bird anyway is not included. So if you put those words into the thing, we'll say that you meant that you're holding back not just the bird, but the access way to the bird as well. So you don't need to. In that case, you don't have to buy yourself an access way. That's the reason why you probably put it in there. Mochran la'achar. We already had this entire Mishnah before. You sold the road to somebody else. Again, Rabbi Akiva holds Moicher b'ayin yofa Moicher. So if you sold it to somebody else, let's say you sold the boy to somebody else, you definitely sold him the access way as well because you're generous. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva omit ain't no tzarich likach derech. The purchaser doesn't have to buy himself an access way. The chacham ain't no tzarich likach derech. They do have to buy himself an access way. Because chacham holds Moicher b'ayin yofa Moicher, you only sold him the pit. If you didn't make up to sell him also the access, it's not sold. That's his problem. So he'll have to buy it from me. We'll get a helicopter and a helipad on top of the bird. When is all this said, this argument, whether they're generous or not generous, is by Moicher when you sell? Because every seller, the reason why you generally sell is because you have no breda, you have a reluctant seller. So therefore the question is, once you decided to sell, how generous are you? Aval ben noisen matana, but if you're gifting somebody, then noisen is cool. Everyone agrees that if you're gifting somebody, you are very generous. Not only are you giving the access, but you're even giving the pit. The pit that we just learned a minute ago is not included in the sale, but when it comes to a gift and you give somebody a field, you give everything inside the field, including the pit and the cisterns and everything else. Ha'achin shechoku, two brothers divided in the state, how do you treat them? So even though in certain halachas, according to Rabbi Yechiel and others, Rabasi, we treat them like buyers from each other, but now when it comes to the whole idea of dividing in the state is we don't have anything to do with each other. We want to separate from each other, so therefore, zochu besada, zochu bekula. That the brothers who divide the state, the zeich in the field, the zeich in everything. That means if I get the field, I get the boy in the field as well. I get the olive press, the wine press.
If you get a pit, well, without access to it,
yeah.
Even if there were helicopters in the old days, which there were, you couldn't go with a helicopter, you'd be infringing on his land.
In the air, no, you land on top of the bird.
Can't land.
That's right. You know, when exactly, these big pipes, these hoses.
But they weren't helicopters in the old days.
Oh, well, that's a problem. Yeah. Even though we can learn about Bird of Zora, Alexander Mugden used to fly. We'll see traces in Bird of Zora. Alexander Mugden used to fly. And then he got too close to the sun and burned up. You see? Yes, we did. We had a meeting with Rabbi according to Rashi, gives a fourth shot in. One of them, yeah. But it wasn't in Shabbos, it was Sanhedrin. It was Sanhedrin, which we didn't have yet, so we'll have it soon. Okay. Anyway, he's like everything because we hold it to separate from each other. So I get the boy everything as well. Hamachzik ben nichse ger. If I am zeich in the chasim of a ger field, herzik besod, herzik bekula. I'm also kind of the bird. Even though before we said of the two fields and it makes it between by a ger and hamachzik in one of the fields, I'm not kind of the other field. Over here, even the bird is treated as another field. Only in certain respects. On the other hand, it's sitting inside the sod, so it's like really one. Now we have an interesting machlekes. What about if somebody is makdish? You're giving a donation to the base of Mikdash. Are you really being generous there, or how's it work? Hamagdish es hasodah. If you're magdish a field, we believe if you're giving a donation, you're being generous. Hegdish es kula. You're magdish. If you're magdish a field, you're magdish the boy and everything else to the base of Migdish. Rav Shimon agrees. Rav Shimon says, I believe that I'm magdish es hasodah loy higdish. If you're makdish a field, it's no different than a mecha, no different than selling, and you're not makdish anything that a mecha doesn't include. So you're not including the boyer, you're not including the gas, you're not including the sheivich. Nothing is included. Ella, but there is one thing that's included. Hecharuv hamurkiv vesadun hashikma. That boxer tree, that carrot tree, that has been grafted, so it's strong, so it's chashiv in its own right, and that sycamore thing that you pruned, these ones there are included there. Why should they be included there? Before we had it's not included because their roots are sucking the nutrients out of the land which belongs to Hegdish. Therefore, the trees go with it. Okay, says the Gemara, Maishna Mecha Maishna Matana. Let's understand the first one of Mishnah. Why should it be the difference between Mecha Matana? We'll start with Rishbam soon. We get to the bottom next subject. What's the Mecha Matana? Peter Yehuda. Why by Mecha do we say that the boy is not included and Matana is included? What's the difference? Peter Yehuda ben Akusav ne Rebbe. So Yehuda ben Akusav said in front of Rebbe, Zeh Peter Yehuda belay Peter. Over here you specify that it's included and he didn't. Hi Zeh Peter. Peter, where does the Mishnah say anything about specifying? Zeh Loi Peter Yehuda, Loi Peter Yehuda. They both didn't specify. Ella ze hoyle le fadish, ze hoyle fadish. Okay, so machlekes al shbam and ben chalal hamam pshat here. But the chalal hamam pshat is the one shbam himself brings down is that the koina, in the case of the lekeach, the koina is paying money for it. He had every right to ask whatever he wanted. Why didn't he ask for the boy? The fact that he didn't ask for the boy is that the boy is not included. And if he wanted to include, he should have said something. Too bad. When it comes to matan, if a guy gives you a gift, you don't have the chutzpah to ask, what are you giving me, what are you including? You take whatever he'll give you. So therefore, the fact that he didn't ask for anything doesn't prove that he didn't want it or that he didn't think he's getting it. And therefore, we say that it's included in the sale. According to Rashbam, it's the meicha. Over here, the meicha should have spelled it out. And by matan, you don't have to spell anything out. Says, you want to write it? A guy said, Havali plan your base. A guy is dying, and he said, I want you to give to that person as a present before I die a house, the machzig meya gufi, that can contain 100 barrels. Yishtaka, they found that the machzig meya essen. It actually was large enough to contain 120. So what do? You only give him like 5/6 of the house? Because he said a house that could, or do you give him the entire house and be generous? Oh, Mazutra says, meya 100. Give him 100, exactly what he said. And he said, Meya, you only saw my house of 100, not 120, so you only get 100. Vashi Amar, me like tonight, didn't we just learn? When are we so tight fisted when it comes to selling? Even the Korachim, Alabin, Noisin, Matanam, when you give somebody, Noisin is cool, and you include in the property also the pits. Alma, Mandi, Yoy, Matanam, Be'ayin, Yofa, Yoy. Everyone agrees, when it comes to a gift, you're being very generous. I'm here too. Mandi yoy maton lebayin yofer yoy. Whoever gives a gift is very generous. So the writer hamakdish saw the higdish. Okay, so our gemara holds that hegdish is no different than matona. Everything is donated. Comes along Rav Shimon says that no, the hegdish is just like mecha, that it does not include the bayer, but the trees are included. Those big trees are included because the land belongs to hegdish, and thus they're stealing the nutrients from hegdish. So the Gemara today and tomorrow is going to try to understand the opinion of Shimon. It gets a little bit complicated. Let's follow. First, Rav Huna's rule. Rav Huna says an opening statement. He says, "Amar Rav Huna, I forgot the Amar Rabbanon, even though Rav Rabbanon said, Hamoy Akoine Shnei Ilonas B'Teich Shel Chaveira Lekanekei." They can do like this. If you buy an area of 50 amas by 50 amas, that's 2,500 square amas, and you buy three trees in there, that's perfect. What we believe, our botanists believe, is the way it should grow properly. You have enough room to go around the tree, to plant, the roots grow. Talking about a tree, a proper tree, a full-size tree. So if I buy three trees from you in an area of a saw of 50 by 50, I not only acquire the trees, I acquire all the land between the trees. And the tree dies, I can replant the tree. But if I buy, let's say, only two trees, then all I get is a tree itself. I get none of the land if I didn't expressly pay for the land. And therefore, not only don't I have a right in the land, if the tree dies, that's it. I cannot replant it. Says Rav Huna. Even though the Rabbanan said, Hakoine Shnei Londons, Betesha Chaved, if I only buy two trees in that area, Hareze Loikone Kaka, you don't acquire the land with it as well. Obemocha Kaka, if a guy sells a property, so the vendor Shayo Shnei Londons, and the vendor retained two of the trees, Lefana for himself. When he held the trees back, he also held back the karka. He doesn't want the tree to die and he can replant it. So yesh le karka. He has the karka. What's the chiddush? According to Rabbanan, Moicha Bayin Rab Moicha, surely you sold it, you kept the tree. You want to make sure the tree remains forever. So you want the land. The chiddush is, the Gemara understands, it's not Rav Huna saying it, now the Gemara is saying it. Va'afilu Rab Akiva, Rav Huna's chiddush is according to Rab Akiva. Rab Akiva says, generally, when you sell the generous side. So you sold the land. everything included, and I only kept a tree. A boy with those doesn't in any way adversely impact on the other person's land, so that other person will never stop me from having a boy. So therefore, I'm happy to retain the boy, not even the access way. My trees are hurting his land, they're sucking out the nutrients of his land. One day he'll try to tell me to pack up and leave. So therefore, I need to protect myself by the case of the trees. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm keeping the land underneath. Im Isa de Lo Shayer, if he did not intend to keep the land underneath, Lemele, you know what the guy will tell him? Akoidi Lon Choshkoyev Lazil. Pick up your tree, take it, and goodbye. In other words, if the tree dies, you cannot replant it. So, of course, I'm going to protect myself. And I know that he'll be upset with me. I know every day he's upset that I'm here. So when every day he's upset, I mean, if I want to keep the trees, then obviously I took that into mine and I'm going to keep my little land underneath. That's the Chiddush of Rav Huna. Okay, we're starting on the top of the page. The Misa de Loshaya. Banan Sadi, so we are Aedis, the Ladas Cain, this intention, he retained the trees, so he wants the trees to be forever. He wants that to have the right that if the trees die, he can replant it. Just like when he was the owner of the entire land, he can do that. But if you're taking the trees, you don't say, but if a guy buys trees, if I buy trees, I don't get the land with it. Why not? Let me make the cheshbon for Kedah. If I only bought two trees, you said before, I don't get the land with it. Why not just say the same cheshbon? If a guy buys a tree, he wants a loyal and vod. So automatically the land is included. So the Rashbam, it's not loyal and vod. Many people buy the land just for the fruits, the trees, just for the fruits, as long as the tree lasts. And that's the risk that I take. I make a cheshbon for myself. What's a tree worth? Probably another 30 years of life. And I make a cheshbon. Am I willing to pay? Says the Gemara, if you're buying just trees, ain't loyal, don't make the same cheshbon. You bought it to have it for a long time. The lita achem came and replant others there. The ovid inish is quite common for a person. The zovin ada liyema will pay this kanu. It's quite common for a person to buy land for a day and he bought it for the fruits. He doesn't really want the tree itself. If it dies, it dies. Says the Gemara. So what are we saying right now? We're trying to set up Huna's Chiddush. So we said Huna's Chiddush is according to Chum, it's obvious. So surely you kept the tree of the land. Even according to Kiva, you're keeping the trees with the land because otherwise your trees are not going to last very long. Says the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rab Shimon Omer. Rab Shimon says that on the one hand he says that if you mak the field, it has the same din as Meche, which means it does not include the bird and the doos. Rab Shimon mak the sasad lo higdid. We learned that the trees are sold with it. And we learned, what's the cheshbon, why? We learned in the Braise, explaining the Mishnah. Omar Rab Shimon said, Matam, why taka are the trees within? We learned till now that the trees are never included in the sale. Why over here, in the case of Hegdish, is it included in the sale? And he said, because Hoyle, the Yonki, Mr. Hegdish. Because why? Because it's getting its nutrients from the ground. That means, who owns the land? Hegdish. You just said, Rav Huna, that according to Rabbi, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that who owns the land beneath the trees? The Baal HaYilonis. So if I was makdish it, whether you learn like Chachamim, whether you learn like Kiva, if I'm makdish the field and I'm keeping the trees, then what do I have? Not only the tree, I also have the ground under the tree. So what do you tell me I have to give it back because the ground under the tree belongs to Hegdish?
Isn't it, you need a moil to Hegdish?
But yeah, that's why I have to give the trees to Hegdish. But if you tell me the ground under the tree belongs to me, that's what Rav Huna just said, then what's the problem here? What's going on here? The East Al Kadata Shi Yudishai. If you can tell me that, according to everybody, when I'm holding back, I'm holding back the tree. I'm also holding back the ground. And we learned before that Sadhana Shikma, you're holding back. So Kikayanki, mean the Lav Shikayanki. When the tree is sucking out nutrients, whose nutrients are sucking out? His own.
If you translate it, it's sycamore tree,
but
it's cut sycamore tree, so it's logs, isn't it?
Not cut, pruned. No, not cut. I don't know, definitely not cut. Literally means cut, but it's pruned. You want the tree to grow better. You're not cutting the tree down. Oh, what am I talking about? He says cut down.
No, they say cut sycamore tree, so what does cut
no, mean? No, it means pruned. It's a wrong word to you, but it means pruned.
We'll be able to teach them some English.
It definitely means pruned. You see right here, we're talking about still yoinik from the karka.
You can learn them out.
Oh, okay. Rashbam, lo higdish, mikol hanar, da omnum, le mocher. All those things that are not included in the sale, not included in Hegdish. Rashbam, second and third of the line. All other trees, me melech kadoshim. All other trees you don't have to say, because they're definitely included in the sale. Because when you sell something, the trees are included, so why should Hegdish be any different? Hegdish, according to Rav Shimon, is the same thing like Mecher. Not like the Chacham Tanakam, who says that Hegdish is like a Matana. Rav Shimon holds Hegdish is like Mecher. So whatever is included in Mecher, the tree is included here. Whatever is not included in Mecher, like Boy, is not included. No, Sodden, Hashikma, and Churva Murkav are different, that they are included because of the Yoni from the Kaka. Abashari Lon made a Kudosh, or Magoli Bechal Sodden, Kamosh Bechurim, Mustam, Bechal Sodden, including the field. Amar Rav Shimon Matam, Havi Mugdoshin Chorov, the Sodden, Tfei, Mikol Hanad, more than in the Boy, the Svile, Mikadish, Magdish, Kimoicher, he holds that a din of a Hegdish is just like selling, Shlohigdish, Elot Vodim, the Shaykh, the Sodden, Tuve, he's only Magdish, those things which are mamish directly related to the field. Davanami, Mechavnin, Linya, Mechurin, Mecha, which are also considered sold when you sell. What's included in the sale when you sell? Things which are directly related to the thing you're selling. Therefore, the churuv hamurkav is not mugdish, including the field. The problem is the ground. Hoyil the yonkim is the hegdish. Who hegdish as a sade ba'ain yafa? He was mugdish the field with a good eye. Afilu mokum hachruv asadin, even the ground underneath the sycamore tree and the carob tree. Because shayru la'atzmoi, and when he holds a tree back for himself, obviously lo shayri mon kaka. He didn't hold back the kaka. The nimtzus. The problem is now gedeli mekaka hegdish. So what was the problem? Now the trees are growing from Hegdish's karka. The Geduli Hegdish, Hegdish Nino. And we know that anything that grows out of the ground is like Hegdish. So the trees, therefore, become Hegdish. Alma, Hamashai, Dilonis Latzmoi. What does he claim from this Mishnah here, Rav Shimon? That if you hold back trees, Eina Mishaya karka, you're not holding back the ground, Elabayan Yofim Meichel, Umagdish Kola karka. Now, if you can tell me that Avun is right, the man dissolve in karka la'achar. If I leave the trees for myself, I'm leaving also the karka beneath it. Mishayik making karka inikid alonis. Vodin le'magdish. Magdish le'b Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon, who holds that hegdish, has the same din like mecher. According to Rav Shimon, which should be the same din. That I'm holding back the karka. Okay, hadodin inu, it's the same din. Imkid, am I kachi churuv esadin? Why did he tell me that these trees have to be transferred to hegdish? And the reason was, Mishum the yonkim is the hegdish because they're getting the nutrients from the karka of hegdish. Hoki yonki mid the nafshayik yonki, when they're getting the nutrients, they gain their own. Because according to Rav Huna, when he held back the trees, he also holds back the karka beneath it. That's the most question. Back to the Gemara, and for the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Kerav Akiva. Rabbi Hina, the Amar, Huna, Amar, Kerav Bonan. Simple. Rab Shimon is learning Rabbi Akiva that holds a meiche bain yofa meiche. So therefore, according to what we initially thought, Rab Huna is talking Rab Akiva. Is that right? Rab Huna's whole din that you're holding back the karka is only according to Rabban holding not generous when you sell something. So if I retain the trees, I'm also holding back the karka. But according to Rab Akiva, you are generous if I retain the trees, but the karka I give to you. So Rab Shimon follows Rab Akiva that the karka went to Hegdish by Mechid, went to Hegdish. Therefore, you have a problem because your trees are sucking out the nutrients of Hegdish's land. So therefore, you have to give the trees. But according to the Chachamim, Rav Huna is right. Rav Huna goes according to Chachamim. According to Chachamim, Ba'ayin Ra Meicha, who owns the karka? The owner of the trees. Taka, the trees won't have to be transferred to the Beis HaMikdash because the trees are sucking out of my own ground. So the obvious problem here is, so what's the Chiddush of Rav Huna? Without Rav Huna, we know. Meicha Ba'ayin Ra Meicha. If you hold back the trees, hold back the land. That's going to be the question. Before we go back to Rashbam, Rav Shimon Amar Rav Akiva, Rabbi. So he adds the word and makes more sense because Rav Shimon's Rabbi Chai's Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. So he follows Rabbi Akiva. Now, what? Meicha, Ba'ayin, Yofa Meicha, you're generous. Hakoil, Veloy Shaim, and Akakulim, he left nothing for himself. Bein Litzedech, Derech, Bervedush, Ikev, whether it's the access way to the bird, Bein Lianika, Seilonas, whether you need land to for the nutrients of your tree. Shashai, Lefon, he left the trees for himself. And the lekech taka can tell him pack up and leave. When can you say once a tree dies, I'm not letting you build another one. And too bad, I have to buy those rights from him to be able to replant it. Because we hold that hegdish and mecher exact same din. But when we say by Ayin Yofa, there's a limit how far we go with Ayin Yofa. When it comes to a Meiche, we say the Boyer and Dusan are not included in the sale because they have the separate use altogether. However, when it comes to Hegdish, they are included. Why? Mila Meiche Bechlal Sode Dvorim She'ein Bechlal L'Shem Ayin Yofa. V'ayin Ode Ma'alei Pirish Le'Macha. Well, so see. Hashda now, Hoda beha gemore, my dom leah, full Rabbi Akiva. Now the gemore changes his mind when he said, for Rabbi Huna, hold the Rabbi Akiva. No, Rabbi Huna, look at Chamim. But Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Huna, the Meshaya Karka imelonis. Rabbi Huna said that when you hold back the Karka, when you hold back the Elonis, you're also holding back the Karka. The Amma Kerabanan, the Ba'ayin Ram Meichet. Veshaya la'atzim, Mashemacher, and you hold back from part of what you're selling. It's a tzaddik, but then any part that he needs, linikasili naisiv. Do me the derech boyer v'dusa. Just like when you're holding back the access way to the boyer, you're holding back the means to have the tree replanted if it dies. Sheshayinim a boyer v'dus. Miu, however, b'maskana d'shmait, in the very conclusion of this whole sugya, will tell you the hoder avhuna fil Rabbi Akiva, that in truth and matter, Rabbi Akiva hold even Rabbi Akiva. V'hochi nami amrin b'cheskel abati. We learned the cheskel abati on the vav. Pshita. Mocha karka balloon over there, that's obvious, it's all property. Vishai, one of the you held back trees, yesh like karka. The Gemara there clearly says that even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're holding back the karka, because of Huna's din of holding back the karka. The Gemara conclude, right now the Gemara changes mind, it's not according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara will conclude it is according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Domek Rabbi Akiva. Why did the Gemara have to answer that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva? Why don't we just say, that Rabbi Huna goes according to everybody. What about Rabbi Shimon? We're trying to understand Rabbi Shimon. Let's say Rabbi Shimon holds that I'm Magdish, but I'm Yofim Magdish, Tveim Moichin. Why do you have to say that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that I'm Moichin by Yofim Moichin? No, maybe Moichin by Yerah Moichin, like Rabbanon. But he calls that Hegdish, it's like a gift. Remember, Matana, even according to Rabbanon, is better than a Mechira. So why can't you say that Hegdish? If you donate anything to Hegdish, you're generous. And therefore, you're giving him, you're giving the land away with it. Why you have to make a machlekes that Rav Shimon has to only go according to Rav Akiva? Ilu moiche v'shayi olan ufanav. Maybe if you sold, maybe you hold like the Rabbanan that if you sold and you hold the trees back, k'moiken shayi karkalatzmai kiravuna. Maybe taki holds that why that he holds back moiche b'ayin ro moiche and you hold back the land. But hegdish is different. Avo magdish b'ayin yove hegdish hakol v'lo shayi lo chulavadi v'lo karka. Maybe hegdish is like a gift and you give everyone away except they just kept the tree. You can't say that. Because im kind of so, then Hegdish is lavla meichah, but Hegdish is different than meichah, right? You say ma'an yofa. So why does he say that Hegdish? Mikol, so completely, why does Rab Shimon say that Hegdish, you do not include the boyer and the dus in the Hegdish?
No, tree.
He said, he starts off saying, ha'magdash sada loy Hegdish. Hegdish what? The boyer and the dus, because I hold Hegdish is like mecher. Because he starts with saying that I hold like Mechel Hakin and tell me that he holds it better than Mechel Matana. Because Matana we learned that the bonus are included because you're generous. Nor is it like Matana. On the one hand, you tell me that the bonus are not included, which is like Mechel. Then you tell me it's like Ayin Yofa, which is like Matana. It can't be both ways. A little bit like Meicher, the Lahigdish al Dvarish Bechasad. You want to treat a little bit like Meicher that it only includes things which are mamash directly relevant to this field, and left not the bird. Well, the Naisim Matamim Medamele and Kamatamim Medamele Shalai Shai Klum Latzer. He left nothing but Meshe Pidish.
Oh, the answer is
okay. The Higdish, the Cholam Makaka, Higdish for Lashai Mokin Kachruv. That he gave the whole thing, left nothing, just the Kruv, which is like Matana. It's Nishahanish Tahin. It has to be one or the other, either or. Either you compare it to somebody who's generous and he's gifting, then you should give away the boy of this as well. Dam Hegdish Kulin, and therefore we should agree to Tanakama that the boy of this is included. But if he's saying no, that the boy of this is not included, it's like a sale, then it's like a sale. So how come you're holding back the karka if Moicha buying it? How come you're saying the karka is included in the Hegdish if Moicha must be the Hotel Bekiva? Oyle Moicha medaminle mekol completely. The Hege the Moicha saw the loy Moicha boy, the gas, the shaver, who are the Lamag, not included. That's what he said. The Hege the Moicha buying Yofa Moicha must be that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that even in the dinim of sale gufa, you're generous, therefore you gave the land away. Kol Masha Pidish be Michirose, Velashayim and Akar Klum, I left nothing for myself. I feel the unique as he learns of who are the Lamagish. Back to Gemara. If you tell me the holding of Huna goes according to Rabbanan, what's the Chiddush? Of course, if Rabbanan hold Moicha ba'ayin yiroh Moichas, I held back the land. What's Huna's Chiddush? The Chiddush is Nav community, Nafli hadash shasalu, that you're allowed to replant it. That even one thing is, if you wouldn't have known Rabbanan, I would think, so Moicha, I kept the land only so that I can work around the field and do everything else. But once the tree is dead, it's over. Kamash and Abhuna know that I mamash own the land down, deep down, and I can replant the tree again. That's a Kiddush. ukometame karbon pshite kim de vayn over moich ve oy noch mit de motzle gem mele a kol noch shkoy vezil and he's always scared the guy will tell him pack up and leave mish le machre bade you weak in the ground kavochem le gal over dos le machre bade and we learned you before it's a kavochem from over dos that doesn't hurt the ground and yet the rabbon say you get to keep the axes away so surely by a tree where I'm worried he'll send me packing I should keep the round underneath if you look at the rabbon shaide glatz with the bodel does it koshke gabel surely he hold the, you have the ground what's up who's finished and we answer me the hadir of hunad us as mean the leave the bottom the shai kakal atsmoy that you hold back the land he enough he falls down hadir shos he can plant again the lab that of hunad had not been for of hunad have I mean I thought shai the long in front of yes the kakal long tree ko you make ki you long the long tree is upstanding I have the land avel is kini for aged a le kaka I don't have anymore do me the boy vadus it like a boy vadus what happened the boy vadus implodes the enough will have boy vadus no the boy vadus actually as they blight in the boy vadus if it implodes I don't have a right to build a new boy I didn't think in my mind that that's what's going to happen because I don't think a boiler is ever going to implode. So if I didn't think that's going to happen, I have the access way, but I didn't retain the land.
You know, you own whatever the infrastructure is, and you're in a sense
existing
leasing
exactly.
The land, you're leasing the land for now.
And then not only lose the boy, you lose the access way. You only have that right of access way because man is a boy. The moment the boy is dysfunctional, maybe you still have the hole in the ground. You can't do anything with it, but you definitely don't hold the access way anymore. The Efshel is actually ain't the oiderech.
You'd say you're renting. You own the boy, but you're renting the land and whatever it is for $1 a year. So
along those lines,
some payment happening.
Okay, along those lines, yeah. Okay. That's a commission for me allowing you to buy the land in the first place. It's like that. So therefore, buy a boy. I don't have anything more. I would have thought by a tree the same thing. That's Chidab Huna, that the tree dies, I can replant it. Now, the truth of the matter is that the truth be told to the Rajban, we knew that from the beginning, that that's his Chiddush. The Nafli Hadash Shastel fell down, you can replant it. Avol Gemara Lavi Masik Adaite, the Gemara right now didn't conceive, she Yeshum Chiddush Badivir Rav Huna Elahai. First, we thought the Chiddush was even called Rabbi Kiva. Vafil Rabbi Kiva. Gemara first thought the Chiddush made Chidab Huna, that even called Rabbi Kiva, you retain the land. Hilcha Kiva, the less Elahai. Once we dismiss that, Rabbi Kiva does not work out with Rav Huna, then Afilu Havi Parich Pshita. Then we can ask over here Pshita, and now we're going to tease out of the Chiddush really is that if it dies, you can replant it. Says the Gemara, "Umi matzid mukmal Rab Shimon Rab Akiva. How in the world can you learn that Rab Shimon goes to Rab Akiva? That's what you tell me. The whole Rab Akiva, Tanya learned in the Braisa. Now, even though we learned in the din that they have three trees in an area of 50 by 50 amas, those are full size trees. When it comes to small saplings, it's 10 trees in that amount." More if 10 trees are in a small area, it's like a forest. It's not really if 10 trees are in a much wider area, it's each tree is it's haphazard. Each tree is on their own. If you have 10 saplings within that shetach, that's considered a proper plantation. So, Matan, you learned higdish shloisha ilanis. So let's say three out of those trees, and you will mark this to the base of Migdash. Out of an area of 10 saplings growing in a beso, which is 50 by 50. And you will mark this three of those little saplings. What will you mark this? That's it. Each one has 250 yamas.
It's actually an area of 10. It's not 10 saplings, it's an area of
10. An area
of 50 by 50
what? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There was whatever number of trees in there. And then there's three saplings.
Okay, fine. Let's do Rashbam. Gimel Ilanas Chashivas Sade Ilan. The Higdish Karka Imon, your Makdish Karka with it, Kol HaTzadich Li Inakasam. Everything that's necessary for the Yeniko Venetias, I'm talking about saplings, the Ilabi Ilanas Kanim, older trees, Omrub Layachba, the Beisaw Tzadishlisha. That Beisaw is what you plant three proper trees. The Mata Yudla Beisaw, the Hainu Mosan, the Chamshin Lacholchad. That's exactly what I said. It's an area of 2,500. 50 by 50 is 2,500 Amos. If you have 10 trees in that area, it means each tree, each sapling is needs 250 amas around it. In other words, it works out to about, let's say, 15 amas squared, roughly, that they all around the tree that it's necessary for this particular sapling to grow. Even though it comes to selling shloishi lanas, that they're separated from each other between 4 amas and 16. This depends on the seller. And this is the guy who wants to buy. He needs the question is the mocher, what he thought, and the buyer, he needs to have room to be able to pick the fruits and so on. So what's considered for each tree a nice spare room to do his work. You want to have enough room for the light to be able to go in. You don't want another tree to blocking his light. The saleh and putting down his baskets. Over here, here we're talking about saplings, and we're talking about the yinika. Okay. Back to the Gemara. If you mark these three trees from an area of 10 or so, harei hikdish as a karka, you will mark this the karka name. You will mark this the karka and the trees in between them. It means that the karka and the trees go together. So now we're saying the karka goes to the and the trees. Therefore, what? We look now as the trees as they're part, they're an integral part of the land. We don't look at it as trees separate and the land separate. We look at it as if the trees and the land came together. The Torah gives you a fixed amount how to calculate. When it comes to trees on their own, if I want to be paid from Hegdish, I got to get a value. You're an assessor and tell me what's the value of the tree. When it comes to the land, the Torah gives you Zerach Chaim Yisrael, and the Torah says exactly how to determine the value of the land. And if we learn that these trees are secondary to the land, then once you coin the land back, you redeem it. You don't have to redeem the tree separately. It's one redemption. Because the trees are considered like sprouting from the land, if it's these three trees with this amount of land. When he wants to redeem it, how do you redeem it? Base the area that you can plant a kur of barley.
Even though this is not Sayyidim land, this is tree land.
Yeah, but I know, but this is, we don't look at it that way. That's the point. The tree is bottled to the land.
But the standard measurement of land is according to Sayyidim.
Exactly. B'chamishim shekel kesef, 49 years is $50. Kirashbam. When he is paid, ain't no lived to see London b'shavien. Look at the value of the trees. Then the land separately according to the cheshbon. If he wants to be makdish a part of his inherited field, redeem it. The value if he's zaroy according to your seeds. Zera chaymer soedim. If you plant a chaymer of barley b'chamishim shekel kesher over 49 years. Elahakol paid b'yachad. You redeem the trees together with the land. Lefish cheshbon according to that cheshbon. Zera chaymer soedim. B'nushal kesher. The handle of base kur. A chaymer soedim is a base kur. That's 30 saw. What's the 30 saw? Imagine 30 saw of that field is $50, and if the field is 150 saw, then you know you multiply by 5. Sela works out to sela, which is 48 pundian. So the sela and the pundian for years is 49 years. Shezel cheshbon nun shekel kesef lemem teshne yovel 59 years. El shes pundian yosef b'shvil hecha. He's saying actually it's a little bit extra pundian. You can refer to sela havi lemem ches pundian 48. Okay, we'll see later the cheshbon is gemara there in Erchin. So pay the bezer the chibah krav im is there chazal say v'ilon is bechlal sada the tree a part of the field. Kedaf galil by Yaakov's the Ephraim we learned yesterday. Look at the Ephraim. What about back to the gemara? What about pachas mekan in an area smaller than that? It's considered a forest. Oh yeah, you said al kain. Or if it's growing in a much larger area, then there's no connection between the trees and the land. First you makdish one tree, then the next tree, then the next tree. Then hareza loy higdish loy hakarka. The kaka that is not included. And any other saplings that are in that land between them is not included either. Now if you want to redeem it, we treat the trees as a separate donation and the land as a separate donation. If you want to pay to the trees, you got to get an assessment of what it's worth. And you pay to the kaka separately. Seven lines in the right lines. Pay the mishavien, kedin, kol hegdish, any hegdish. Shalai nemech cheshbon chamishim shekel kesef. When do we have this calculation of 50 silver coins? Ela b'magdish de'achuzah. Only when you magdish your field, inherited field. I'm be'ilon b'lekark le'nemer, but a tree without land doesn't say that. Okay, two more lines. V'loyoy, back to the Gemara, not only that. Ela filu hegdish as ilonas. You magdish all three trees first. And then, not one at a time, all three. But then the chaz of the higdish is a kark, and then you makdish the land. It's treated like two separate donations, because you pay the zeilan b'shavien, you pay the trees in its true value, then the chaz of the pay the base.
Even though when you makdish these three saplings, it automatically extends to trees and things that are in the area.
In the beginning, if you donate all three saplings, the kark goes with it. If you donate one sapling at a time, and you never and you never donated the karka, it doesn't work. Now you're going to get a bigger chiddush.
So you donate. First, you said you did three siblings, then on top of that, you then did the karka later.
That's what you're saying. No, the first was you did all three saplings, but one at a time. Then the karka is not included. Now you get a bigger chiddush. You did one at a time, and then you donated the karka. So now you would think, what's a chiddush if I donated
so
three trees?
Like
originally,
three,
yeah, exactly. The chiddush is exactly. We don't treat that way. Kishu poide poide zelav shavien v'choizer poide beizera chayim asoidem v'chamishin and kesser. We treat them as separately. Tomorrow we'll see exactly who the author of the brayso. Let's just do Rashba. And I feel the hidus elon v'chazer hidus lekarke loyim. But you don't have to say hey chazer hidus elon v'dechazer. You did one tree at a time. V'shuv loy hidus lekarke. You were not poide the karke. The poide b'shavien. Then you go according to the brayso. And I feel the chazer v'hidus lekarke achas hidus elon v'dechazer. The chiddush here is you did each tree separately and then you makdish the karke. But nevertheless, you cannot be poida the trees together with the karka. Why not? Now the final result is that everything is muktish because da me kara. When you maktish each sapling on its own kotrula demand, you only maktish their value. Now when you maktish the karka later, it doesn't change retrospectively whatever you did with the retroactively whatever you did with there. Tzarich lived as Games a Karka, so therefore you need to redeem the Karka on its own. Sela Punyin Lashana Levad, in addition to Pinyin Ilanas Bishavien, the redemption of the trees according to the value, because that's what you donated. The Shnei Hegdeshes, and we treat them as two separate donations. Zeh Hugdush Ladama of the trees you marked as value. The Zelifi Cheshbin Chamishim, this is according to Cheshbin. The Ein Lanu Lahafsit Hegdish Dmei Ilanas. And why should the Hegdish lose out the value of the trees? Because that's what you donated. The Amirasa Ligvoya Kim Sirasa Hegdish. The moment you donated it, it happened already. It belongs to it was transferred to Hegdish. I 10 minutes later you change it for Fafal. Umishosh Hugdushu Ruil of Dice of the Mame, like Kaki. The moment you donated it, right away you could have redeemed it and you would have had to redeem it according to the value. That's it. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.